local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
Hope you're having a great Wednesday evening. It's News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. It's Gracie and Joe for Pensacola right now. A little bit long on WEAR, but really interesting story from Brent Carney, who spent this past weekend on the USS Eisenhower, and a really interesting story there, as well as a story correction. So going to get a quick look at traffic and weather together. A little bit late to traffic on the fives, but we are looking good on I-10 and I-110, not showing any major delays. As well as 98, Gulf Breeze, Tiger Point, and Navarre also looking good. If you do see something on the roads, just make sure to give me a call to the traffic line, 850-2626-111 for weather. We are looking good right now. We do have some light rain getting into our area. We have Foley and Daphne with some light rain right now. So expect some rain throughout the rest of the evening. That's 70% chance of rain throughout this evening, a low of 77. It is mostly cloudy right now, 83 in Pensacola, 83 in Milton, and 81 in Gulf Breeze, with a heat index of 90. And the traffic and weather report brought to you by Anderson Subaru. Anderson Subaru makes it easy to get to the adventures that you love, and your adventure begins at Anderson Subaru. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together.
Thank you very much. Today's top three stories, 10 people dead and 38 people were wounded in three separate mass shootings in the U.S. over the 4th of July holidays, one in Fort Worth, where three people were killed after a local Independence Day festival. Five people died in Philadelphia when a suspect in body armor opened fire on a group of strangers. And in Baltimore, two people were shot dead and 28 injured in a mass shooting at a neighborhood block party. Today, the Secret Service investigating how a small bag of cocaine ended up in the White House.
Where this was discovered is a heavily traveled area where many White House West Wing visitors come through this particular area.
That's White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre, and she also noted that President Biden and his family were away at Camp David when the drugs were discovered. The clock ticking now to avoid the largest strike in the U.S. since the 1950s. Talks between UPS and the Teamsters Union are stalled after the union said UPS walked away from the bargaining table. The company claims it presented a historic offer. A majority of the 340,000 UPS workers voted to authorize a strike by July 31st. Economists warn it could cause major disruptions to the U.S. economy. We'll take a break right now at 6:20. Come back with a look at our local and state headlines. Hour number three of Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Gracie on News Radio 92.3.
Hobbies can be fun and expensive. How about a hobby that's fun and could make you money? Find out tomorrow morning at 10 with Emerald Coast Coins. Hear about precious metals and metal detectors as a great hobby. For nearly 20 years, Emerald Coast Coins has been one of the top-rated businesses in Northwest Florida to buy and sell gold, silver, and the best metal detectors to find treasure. Get more information about this tomorrow morning on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
As a business owner, you have a lot on your plate, managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. An IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help, from running your payrolls, submitting state and federal taxes, helping with COVID employee retention credits, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and HR expertise. Avalon HR lets you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Avalon HR, employing made easy.
Join Health and Hope Clinic tomorrow at 9:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Executive Director Sally Bergosh will be here to give us an update on the clinic, along with some exciting activities on the horizon. Health and Hope Clinic provides health care to the uninsured and the medically underserved in our community. That's tomorrow at 9:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel, with Health and Hope Clinic providing help and hope to the hurting.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Is your home your dream home? Or does it at least have the potential to be your dream home? Maybe you need to make a change. Maybe you just need new appliances. If that's the case, you need to check out Topps Appliance in Milton. Locally owned and operated, Tops Appliance has just what you need to turn your home into your dream home. Top-of-the-line freezers, refrigerators, dishwashers, stoves, plus washer and dryer combos. Tops Appliance carries the name brands that you know and trust, including GE, Hotpoint, Speed Queen, and so much more. And they have a full installation and service department, something the big box stores just don't offer. They also keep most items in stock so you can take it home today. Turn your ordinary home into your dream home with an appliance upgrade from Tops Appliance. Highway 90 in Milton, just east of Stewart Street.
Hi, this is Earl Ron. At New South Window, we bring the factory to you. Our windows and doors are made with quality in mind, and your products and insulation are backed by our lifetime warranty. That's because New South Window knows the importance of single source accountability. We believe in removing the middleman so you get more for your money. This is real factory direct. One company, one call, guaranteed for life. Get New South proud.
Buy two of our products and get the third free. Visit newsouthwindow.com. New South proud.
Text alerts are a great way to stay informed and connected. They're quick, easy, and convenient.
So what are you waiting for?
Download the News Radio Pensacola app and opt in for push notifications.
And whatever happened, the Tuesday and so slow. Gone down the old mine with a transistor radio. Standing in the sunlight laughing.
Pensacola right now, News Radio 92.3, Joe and Gracie with you, getting you caught up on everything going on in the world today, July 5th, 2023. Hope you had a wonderful July 4th weekend and that you are getting all your plans in place for Red, White, and Blues weekend. As we are now fully into Blue Angel coverage here, got an update on the weather, of course, beach update from the weekend, and looking ahead to this weekend, too. Blue Angel Media Day is tomorrow. We've got Gracie heading out there to do some interviews with the Blue Angel pilots and team members, so we're looking forward to what they have to say. And, of course, full coverage on Friday all day, traffic updates for the full dress rehearsal, and, of course, on Saturday for the full Pensacola Beach Air Show on Saturday. You can listen in on News Radio 92.3 leading up to, during, and after the show to get you caught up on everything going on here in Pensacola for Blue Angel weekend. Just shy of 6:25, get an update on the roads and weather.
Well, our roads are looking good right now with the I-10 and I-110 not showing any major delays, as well as Highway 90 throughout Milton and Pace. If you see anything else on the roads, give me a call at 850-262-6111. And for weather, we are going to get an update from Joseph Neubauer on WEAR.
Lots of heat, plenty of rain chances, typical July weather here across northwest Florida. Highs in the lower 90s, feels like temperatures near 100 during the daytime hours, and lows in the mid to upper 70s. Widespread rain chances, by the way, on Thursday and Friday afternoon with the Blue Angels practicing, and even a pretty decent chance of rain on Saturday for the Blue Angels air show. So make sure you have an umbrella nearby. That's your weather forecast for now. I'm meteorologist Joseph Neubauer here at WEAR News.
Thanks so much, Joseph. We do have some rain heading in our area, just some light rain right now. But right now it's mostly cloudy throughout Pensacola, 83 in Pensacola, 84 in Milton, and 82 in Gulf Breeze. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together.
Taking a look at some local headlines here, the Escambia Sheriff's Office says they're still looking into the shooting last night after two men suffered non-life-threatening injuries. This happened at around 10:30 near the Gulfside Pavilion of the Casino Beach parking lot. Sheriff's office says it came about after two groups of black men were involved in an altercation when the shots were fired. They say, though, that the victim statements have not been consistent with witness accounts. Mayor D.C. Reeves giving what update he can on the investigation of the officer-involved shooting back on June 28th.
As good an update as we were able to get today is that we don't expect that to be wrapped up at any point this week, that we know that aspects of the investigation will be taking place and are scheduled for next week.
And Reeves and Police Chief Eric Randall couldn't offer up much else. Randall did say, though, that the officer, while still on leave, had improved after suffering non-life-threatening injuries during the struggle that ultimately led to the shooting. Not known exactly when FDLE intends to have the investigation wrapped up. A pretty quiet weekend for Pensacola Beach lifeguards. Dave Greenwood tells us it was just one water rescue reported.
It had a pre-existing condition, was in the water, fell down, could not get back up. Bystanders assisted this individual ashore. Lifeguards went down and provided assistance and notified EMS, and the patient was transported.
And Greenwood reiterating the message that the Gulf of Mexico is not a swimming pool and that a green flag does not mean the Gulf is safe. Rather, it's an indication of relatively low threats of currents. Statewide headlines, the families of several Parkland school shooting victims filing a motion for a reenactment of the 2018 massacre.
We're going to hold them accountable. He lied. We knew the shots. Anyone, he went to 9 feet from the door and heard the rounds going off.
That's Andrew Pollock, who says it may lead to a civil conviction for ex-Broward school deputy Scott Peterson, who was cleared criminally.
Also, a woman was hospitalized after Orange County police say that she was caught in the middle of a shootout. Investigators say that the woman is not intended to be the target of two people in separate cars starting to fire at each other this morning. The victim is in stable condition.
Also, in Tampa, an argument over jet skis apparently led to the shooting death of a 7-year-old boy.
There was no reason, no excuse that an argument can lead to gunfire, much less an argument over jet skis.
Deputy Chief Calvin Johnson says a fight broke out between jet ski riders and beachgoers near a boat ramp. No arrests have been made. They're urging those involved to turn themselves in.
And boaters in the Florida Keys are helping federal agents prevent drugs from getting into the state. Border Patrol officials in the Miami sector say boaters have discovered more than $1 million worth of cocaine and cannabis off the coast over the past week. In total, there are about 150 pounds of drugs.
Also, the state of Florida is pushing back in the legal battle over the new law restricting who can own land. Attorneys for the state filed a request earlier this week, asking a judge to dismiss a request to block the legislation. The law, which is already in effect, prevents people from China, Russia, and 5 other countries from owning certain property in Florida. The state says the measure is not discriminatory, but addresses threats posed by hostile foreign nations. 850-437-1620 is the phone number. Of course, gearing up for Blues Weekend Circles and Arrivals taking place this morning. Tomorrow at 2 o'clock, the Blue Angels taking to the skies over Pensacola Beach for their practice run. And Friday will be the full dress rehearsal with civilian acts and the Blues again flying at 2 o'clock. The civilian acts will start at noon, by the way. And Beach Safety Chief Dave Greenwood says that while the shows are going on, you can't be in the Gulf.
The water's closed to all swimming and wading. You know, that's per FAA requirements. People cannot be in the water during the air show. There'll be a water break midway, right before the Blue Angels fly.
And, of course, Dave Greenwood says best advice, bring plenty to eat. Make sure you're staying hydrated, not just with water, but Gatorade to replace the electrolytes that you're losing. So good advice there, especially with heat indexes, again, expected to be in the mid-hundreds. 6:30 right now. Fox News Update is coming up. We'll be back with a look at our national headlines on a Wednesday edition of Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Gracie on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
News, I'm Rich Dennison. Kim Brady Carricker, the suspect in Monday's mass shooting in Philadelphia that killed 5, was indicted today on multiple counts of murder, assault, and weapons charges.
Philadelphia Assistant DA Bob Wainwright said, in addition to the AR-15 that Carricker used in the shootings,
he had an additional handgun, a 9mm handgun, that was actually a ghost gun. Not traceable.
Carricker was denied bond on the charges.
Fox's Gernal Scott. Holiday gun violence in Washington, D.C., Louisiana, Florida, Philadelphia, Texas, and Baltimore left more than a dozen people dead and almost 60 wounded. Instagram owner Meta is launching its text-based social media app, which has many of the features of Twitter.
They're going to be able to leverage that existing user base on Instagram, those strong relationships that Meta has with advertisers.
Fox's Kelly O'Grady. America is listening to Fox News.
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. Jenny Craig went under in May, but the weight loss brand will be getting a second lease on life. Nutrisystem's parent company, Wellful, announced today it'll reboot the brand this fall in a direct-to-consumer delivery model. Wellful said that while the reborn Jenny Craig will live entirely online, no physical weight loss centers, there will be the same delicious food and personalized coaching Jenny Craig customers came to know and love. After today's close, JetBlue Airways said it won't appeal a federal judge's decision to block the budget carrier's partnership in the Northeast with American Airlines. JetBlue says it'll focus its efforts now on a planned acquisition of rival budget carrier Spirit Airlines, a deal that's already been challenged by the Justice Department. Meanwhile, at last check, American Airlines was still planning to challenge the judge's decision to block the JetBlue partnership. U.S. stocks fell slightly today, the Dow Jones Industrial Average shedding 130 points, the S&P 500 slipped 8, and the NASDAQ lost 25. That's Your Money Now.
This is Andrew Perloff with a CBS Sports Minute sponsored by AutoZone. Get in the zone. AutoZone. NBA contracts have been huge for some time now. The fact that players like Desmond Bane, LaMelo Ball, and Tyrese Halliburton are getting over $200 million guaranteed, totally mind-boggling. That's more than almost any NFL quarterback. Teams have to spend on someone. But remember, this is just step one. First, they give the money. Then, in a few years, they're desperately trying to get rid of the contract. I'm Andrew Perloff.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today?
I'm looking for fuel injector cleaner.
Right now, buy a bottle of Chevron Techron Complete Fuel System Cleaner and get one free, only at AutoZone.
Will it also help with my mileage?
Get everything you need to restore your performance in MPGs.
Wait, is it good for trucks too?
Whatever vehicle you have, you can find the right products and parts at AutoZone. AutoZone. Restrictions apply.
Southern Recipe
Pork Rinds.
Southern Recipe Pork Rinds not only taste bolder than your traditional snack, they're also low-carb, high-protein packed and have 7 grams of collagen per serving. Southern Recipe Pork Rinds are as tasty out of the bag as they are in your favorite keto-friendly recipe. Find your rind in the snack aisle or at southernrecipe.com. That's southernrecipe.com.
Southern Recipe
Pork Rinds.
Available in the snack aisle at your local Tractor Supply Company today.
For adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy, now there's Skyrizi, risankizumab riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection. With Skyrizi, 3 out of 4 people achieve 90% clear skin at 4 months, and Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Nothing in me go hand in hand, nothing on my skin, that's my new place.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With Skyrizi, you could achieve 90% clearer skin. Ask your doctor about the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis and visit SkyRizzi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZZI to learn more.
Hey, Kevin, how's the boat running?
Well, you know, last week I started working on the water pump and now I can't remember how it goes back together.
Dude, stop. Call Key Marine. They'll get you and your Mercury outboard back in the water so we can go back to fishing again.
Key Marine gets the work done and lets you handle the fun. They'll fix any problem, big or small, even if the problem is you don't remember how the parts go back together. Key Marine, your Mercury outboard dealer on Bower Road in Pensacola.
It's time to get your head in the clouds with Pensacola Air Flight School. Come fly an airplane or let them teach you to fly. From your first flight to the airline captain, Pensacola Air offers affordable flight training for pilots by pilots. For a limited time only, we're offering a discounted discovery flight over the beautiful Emerald Coast for only $139.99. Pensacola Air Flight School. Book online at kpnsair.com or call 850-316-8825.
Veris Health Partners knows there are plenty of options when it comes to insurance. Owners Pam and Keith Giles will help guide you to choose the best plans for you and your family. As a veteran-owned independent health and life agency in Pensacola, their clients range from moms and dads on Medicare to individuals, families, business owners, and veterans who are looking for answers. They are researchers, educators, and advocates who take pride in guiding clients to become smart healthcare shoppers. Contact them at verishp.com. Veris Health Partners.
News Radio Pensacola is your trusted source for hurricane coverage. If a hurricane approaches, News Radio Pensacola will provide you with the latest forecasts and warnings from the National Hurricane Center. If a hurricane approaches, News Radio Pensacola will help you find resources for disaster relief. If a hurricane approaches, News Radio Pensacola will interview experts on hurricane preparedness and safety.
No one covers the storms like News Radio 92.3.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. It's Pensacola right now with Joe and Gracie. I hope you're having a great Wednesday and getting ready for an awesome week here in Pensacola for Red, White, and Blues Week. Of course, we're going to be giving you all the updates all week long, whether that's traffic getting out to the beach or just broadcasting from the beach coming up on Saturday. So always feel free to text in what you're looking forward to this week. You know, it's a big week here in Pensacola. So do you have some Blue Angels traditions? What day do you go out? What's your go-to? So call or text it in 850-437-1620. Going to get a quick look at traffic and weather together for this Wednesday evening. I-10 and I-110 not showing any major delays, as well as 98. If you do see something on the road, just give a call to the traffic line, 850-262-6111. For the weather, taking a look at the News Radio 92.3 ThreatNet radar, we are looking good right now, but we do have some light rain going through Alberta, Robertsdale, and it's going to be making its way into Pensacola in just a bit here. So just keep that in mind. We do have some chances of rain throughout the evening. The percentages do go down throughout the overnight hours, down to 40%, but right now we're at 70% chance of rain for the evening. With a low of 77 for tonight, it's mostly cloudy right now, with it being 83 in Pensacola, 84 in Milton, and 82 in Gulf Breeze. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together, which is brought to you by David's Catfish House off Dogwood Drive in Milton and New Warrington in Pensacola.
Thank you very much. Taking a look at some national headlines now. Ukraine and Russia are trading accusations of plans to sabotage a Russian-controlled nuclear power plant in southern Ukraine. President Zelensky saying that Russia has placed objects resembling explosives on the roofs of several buildings at Europe's biggest nuclear facility. However, the Kremlin says that they are warning of what they call a great threat of sabotage by the Kyiv regime.
Also, police in South Carolina say a 69-year-old woman was killed by an alligator while walking her dog in Hilton Head Island. The local sheriff says that they found the victim's body at the edge of a lagoon near a golf course, and they had to remove the alligator before recovering the woman's body.
Israel pulling troops out of part of the occupied West Bank after a massive days-long invasion that left over a dozen Palestinians dead. Israel says the operation targeted a militant stronghold in Jenin used to launch attacks on Israelis. Thousands were driven from their homes and at least one Israeli soldier was killed.
Also, Pope Francis says that he is angry and disgusted by the burning of a Quran outside a mosque in Sweden. The Pope says that he condemned the Sweden courts, who said earlier that police efforts to block the demonstration last week were an infringement on freedom of speech. Pope Francis says freedom of speech should never be used as a means to despise others or allowing that is rejecting and condemned.
Spending on political advertising for the 2024 elections has already doubled what was spent for the 2020 cycle. The polls don't open for another 15 months, yet Ad Impact says more than $453 million have been spent so far. By this time in the 2020 cycle, less than $222 million was spent on political campaigns.
And an unusual high number of beachgoers in North Carolina have been rescued from rip currents over the holidays. Emergency medical officials say that lifeguards made an average of 100 rip current rescues a day, resulting in an estimate of 350 rescues between Friday and Tuesday.
Also, conservative activists are worried that among the thousands of illegal Chinese immigrants crossing the U.S.-Mexico border, some might be spies.
When we find people spying for the Chinese government who legally came into this country all the time, how many's coming in as spying that came in illegally?
That's Curtis Collier with the group U.S. Border Watch. He says roughly 9,700 illegal immigrants from China have been caught during the first 7 months of the fiscal year. It's believed most are economic migrants trying to escape the oppressive Communist Party.
Also, prosecutors are releasing more details about a man that was arrested last week in former President Obama's Washington, D.C. neighborhood. Taylor Taranto was found to have materials for explosive when he was taken into custody after running towards Obama's home. So prosecutors say that he began to live stream from the area when he was reshared from the Truth Social post from President Trump's that gave Obama's address. He then went on a Telegram and said, "We got those losers surrounded," according to prosecutors.
Quick look at what's happening in the world of sports today. Just some scores on baseball games. Got a lot of games in progress now. The Rays leading the Phillies 4-3 in the top of the fourth. The Marlins over the Cardinals 5-3. And the Braves up on the Guardians 4-0 here in the bottom of the second inning. Earlier today, the Astros beat the Rockies 6-4. What else? Oh, yeah, Wimbledon today. We had round two there. Two of the top three seeds in the men's side winning their matches in straight sets. Novak Djokovic and Daniel Medvedev advanced. Carlos Alcaraz, the top seed, will play his second round match tomorrow. Health, business, and science notes. Toyota says it's made a huge breakthrough in battery tech for electronic vehicles. The automaker says it's found a way it believes can give a car a range of 745 miles on just a 10-minute charge. The plan is to manufacture the new solid-state batteries as soon as 2027.
Also, Ben and Jerry said that the U.S. should return stolen indigenous land on the 4th of July. The ice cream company tweeted a message yesterday dividing some fans. On its website, Ben and Jerry's also wrote that the 4th of July celebrations can distract from the essential truth of the nation's birth. Some have called for a boycott, saying that it's a Budweiser moment.
And Subway is apparently going the way of Jersey Mike's in the way that their deli meats are served. Starting today, the chain is freshly slicing their deli meat using a $6,000 machine. About 80% of the 20,000 stores nationwide will have the slicers near the deli counter. A big change from before when Subway sliced meat at its factories and then delivered it to stores.
Also, the Pentagon reports active duty military suicides have gone up in the first 3 months of 2023 compared to the same time from last year. The Defense Suicide Prevention says that 94 service members took their own lives, up from 75 lives, and the most suicides in the quarter since the second quarter of 2021, when 97 servicemen took their own lives. Just shy of 6:45, going to get a quick look at traffic and weather together before we get a quick update on what's going on with Meta and Twitter. We are looking good on our roads, I-10, I-110, not showing any major delays, as well as 29 and 90. If you do see something on the road slowing you down, give me a call to the traffic line, 850-262-6111. For weather, we are going to get an update from Joseph Neubauer on WEAR.
If you're going out to watch the Blue Angels practice Thursday and Friday or the air show on Saturday, be ready for some rain chances. It's typical July weather here across Northwest Florida. We have a 70 to 80% chance of rain during the afternoon on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Highs will also be in the lower 90s, so hot at times, with feels like temperatures near 100. So make sure you have plenty of drinking water, lots of sunscreen too when it's not raining as well. That's your weather forecast. I'm meteorologist Joseph Neubauer here at WEAR News.
Thanks so much. Thanks so much, Joseph. We are looking good right now with mostly cloudy skies, but we do have a chance of rain for this evening and a low of 77. It's 83 in Pensacola, 84 in Milton, and 82 in Gulf Breeze. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together, which is brought to you by ECUA. ECUA Bulk Waste Service is now call for pickup. Call by 2 p.m. the day before your normal service day, and you can learn more at ecua.fl.gov. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3.
And last business note, Meta is set to launch its Twitter competitor called Threads tomorrow. The release of Threads coming just days after Twitter owner Elon Musk announced new limits on how many post users can see on Twitter. Social media veterans believe the planned app will be a formidable competitor for Twitter. So it'll be interesting to see how that takes shape over the coming days and weeks. Gracie, what's going on in the world of pop culture today?
Well, actor Daniel Radcliffe says he has no interest in appearing in the new Harry Potter series. The Warner Bros. Discovery announced recently that they're going to be turning a series of the novels into a TV show for streaming over the platform Max, which is the old HBO. So Radcliffe starred as Harry Potter in all 8 films in the original franchise, and the actor says he is definitely not seeking that way out anyway, but he does wish them luck in the new world.
Got some rare Disney collectibles going to auction. A collector is parting with about 1,500 items, including some rare posters, costumes, and life-size vehicles from rides like Dumbo and Peter Pan. Some of these items could fetch up to $300,000. The auction is being held from July 17th through the 19th.
Also, Taylor Swift's Eras Tour is set to be the highest grossing tour of all time, taking in a record-setting $1 billion in just ticket sales. So it's expected to eclipse Elton John's Farewell Tour in terms of gross revenue for tickets, merchandise, and sponsorships.
And Tracy Chapman, the first black woman to hit number one on Billboard's country airplay chart as a soul songwriter. Luke Combs' version of Chapman's 1988 classic Fast Car has soared to the top of the chart, helping make that history happen.
Awesome. Also, nearly $1 billion will be up for grabs in 2 nationwide lotteries this week. There was no grand prize winner in Tuesday's Mega Million drawing, so the jackpot rolls over to Friday's drawing when it's going to be worth an estimated of $424 million. Meanwhile, the jackpot in tonight's Powerball drawing is worth an estimated $546 million.
Looking at some weird headlines today, in Indiana, a 39-year-old woman had a job interview last week with her local sheriff's office. Thursday morning, Nicole showed up for her interview at 8:45. The problem, though, was that she reeked of alcohol, and her speech was slurred. So instead of a job, she got a DUI arrest. Her breathalyzer test came back twice the legal limit.
Yikes. And if you're like Joe and myself and you don't need any more excuses to not go on any carnival rides, yeah. Well, here's one for you. Over the weekend in Wisconsin, 8 people got stuck upside down on a roller coaster for over 3 hours. It happened at a county fair in Craddon, which is right, and it was the ride was called Fireball. The roller coaster is just one big loop, so it's just a big blue circle where you just go up and down. So normally you would go around and around over and over. Well, these people got stuck right at the top for over 3 hours, and 7 of the 8 people that were on board were kids.
Yeah, so how would you like to be, A, stuck upside down on a roller coaster for 3 hours, B, be the one adult?
Oh, my gosh. yeah.
Now,
That's a nightmare. That's a bad dream.
yeah. Because, I mean, you are obviously worried about yourself. And, you know, you've got, I would imagine, you know, the blood that's rushing to your head. Maybe you're feeling a little disoriented. I don't know the biology behind how quickly that takes you. But you've got that going against you. And you are the only adult, and 7 kids are also freaking out. Their parents are at the bottom freaking out. Yeah, that's That's tough.
That's tough.
650. Let's get that guy a Medal of Honor. Can we do sure. that? 650 right now. Final break of the show tonight. We'll come back with a look at some movies, including one big trailer for a movie coming out in October. And an update on the Florida doctor who proposed to his high school sweetheart of 56 years after they first started dating. Pensacola right now, News Radio 92.3.
Hey, Dave Ramsey here. For almost a decade, I've been telling you about my friends at Frontier Motors in Pensacola. The biggest reason is they help my listeners save thousands of dollars when purchasing a slightly used car over a brand new one. Consumer Reports says the average new car depreciates a whopping $9,200 in the first year alone. That's crazy. So if you're thinking new, don't. Go see Frontier Motors and see how much they can save you on a current year car with very low miles. And if your goal is to get out of debt, bring Frontier Motors your car and they can write you a check on the spot. Frontier Motors can also do consignments and they don't charge a fee or a commission. Frontier Motors have been helping the people in the Pensacola area for 21 years. They are the go-to dealer for free advice when it comes to buying or selling a car. Please go see my friends at Frontier Motors. And don't forget to tell them Dave Ramsey sent you.
Loading the kids in the car. Brokering peace in the back seat. Mastering the snack handoff without even looking. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with auto owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. We work with independent agents who keep insurance simple, so you can worry about more important things, like figuring out what's growing in that cup holder. That's simple human sense.
Ask Rushing Insurance in Pensacola and Daphne if auto owners make sense for you.
Hi, this is Pete Morgan of Service Matters Realty and Property Management. I am a 1981 graduate of the U.S. Naval Academy, and I served 25 years in the U.S. Navy. As an aviator, I know what it takes to achieve the excellence that is required to fly with the Blue Angels. As a helicopter pilot, I flew support missions for Blue Angels air shows. The ethos of the Blue Angels and Service Matters Realty and Property Management are the same. Honor, courage, commitment. If you're looking to buy or sell or need property management, talk to us. ServiceMattersRE.com.
Roxanne Watson is on a mission.
Hello, how are you doing today?
She wants more people to register as organ, eye, and tissue donors.
Are you an organ donor?
Yes, I am.
Yay!
My goal is to sign up the most people in the United States.
What drives her? Roxanne's own life was saved through the gift of a heart transplant, made possible by an organ donor.
I decided that day that I was going to devote myself to the cause of organ donation and signing people up and honoring my donor by doing that.
Now she's back to health, and she's a powerful force helping to save lives every day through her work. Imagine what you can make possible by leaving behind the gift of life.
8 people can be helped with the major organs, and up to 50 people can be helped with a little bit of everything. And when you think about it that way, that you could help that many people, it's amazing. It really is.
Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
News Radio Pensacola. A great blend of information from local government authorities, local news, businesses, and provocative discussions with great hosts.
Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Hope you are having a fantastic Wednesday. And the first day kicking off, just getting ready for Blues weekend. So we had breakfast with the Blues this morning for circles and arrivals maneuvers, and it was really great. And then we're going to have more Blues updates all throughout the rest of this week with Media Day coming up tomorrow. And then 2 air shows, both Friday and Saturday. Of course, we'll have the traffic updates for getting on and off of Pensacola Beach for you. So make sure to tune in. Taking a look at traffic right now at 655, I-10 and I-110 not showing any major delays, as well as 98 in Gulf Breeze, Tiger Point, and Navarre. If you do see something, just give me a call to the traffic line, 850-262-6111. For weather, taking a look at the News Radio 92.3 ThreatNet radar. Nothing real bad right now. We do have some light rain making its way through Mobile, Daphne, and Foley, so expect some of that later this evening. And we do have mostly cloudy skies, 83 in Pensacola, 82. 82 in Gulf Breeze and 83 in Milton. I'm Greasy on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together.
Thank you very much. Last segment, we were talking about the 8 people, including 7 kids, who got stuck upside down on the roller coaster for 3 hours. Did we talk last segment? I can't remember about the New Jersey, the malls.
No, the pranks.
Okay. So this one was cool too. And cool, I mean, not cool. Police looking for pranksters who played a forgotten baby stunt on shoppers at 3 malls. 911 was flooded with calls about a Tesla that was slowly driving around malls with a baby stranded on the roof. Not knowing that it was a doll.
It should not be happening. I mean, that's sick. That's morbid.
I would freak out if I saw that.
That's not good at all. You could give someone, like, panic attack.
So as we have, Gracie and I have done this show now for a little over a month, month and a half or so, I have enjoyed finding out more about Gracie.
More like her weaknesses.
And today I learned that she does not, under any circumstances, want to be the butt of the joke in a hidden camera prank type show. You hate them.
I just don't think it's funny. Like, I understand, like, a little chuckle, but I feel like that's just, like, not that funny. I don't know. I guess, like, this is not as bad, but I feel like when people are in stores and it's like someone's asking them questions or, like, doing a prank with them, mm-hmm. a bit with them, and you can just tell, like, that person's just trying to go through Walmart and shop. Like,
yeah.
Just leave them alone.
Let them live their life. But, and then next thing you know, there's hidden cameras coming out and they're on TV.
Yeah.
You would, on Impractical Jokers, you would 100% be the person with the blurred out face.
Oh, yes, for sure. And the one, I don't know the names that well, but the one guy that just always goes way too far, I hated that guy. I forget which one it was. I could
My
look at
guess
his face.
Is Joe.
Yeah, like he would do. The other guys would be like, oh, I can't. I just couldn't. Yeah. I just couldn't do that. And he just always would do it. And I'm just like, oh,
I
would.
Okay.
I feel bad for his wife.
Yeah. Okay. I gotcha. It's pretty interesting there.
But
go ahead.
I do have a question.
Yeah.
If you were at the mall and you saw a baby strapped to a hood, would you just assume it's a prank, or would you think that's real?
No, I mean, it depends how
realistic.
I mean, it depends how far away from the car I was. Because if it just looks like, you know, if there's just like this small, like, you know, blanket and then it looks like there's a head, I'd be, you know, be kind of like, oh, you know. I can see that.
Yeah.
If afterwards I found out it was a prank, I'd be like, oh, okay. I probably wouldn't have thought it was that funny, but who knows?
Yeah.
Who knows? Movie news now. Official trailer for Martin Scorsese's Killers of the Flower Moon released today.
The Osage. They have the worst land possible. But they outsmarted everybody.
The land had oil on it. Black gold. Money flows freely here now.
I do love that money, sir.
So the voices of Robert De Niro, Leonardo DiCaprio also stars Lily Gladstone as well. Based on the novel of the same name, and investigates the dozens of murders of the Osage people in Oklahoma in the 1920s. That'll be out on theaters on October 20th. So another movie, big movie, blockbuster to look forward to later on this year. That's going to do it for us on a Wednesday edition of Pensacola Right Now. We'll be back tomorrow recapping practice number 1 of the Blue Angels and Media Day.
Woo-hoo.
Looking forward to that. Have a good night.